Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're really zeroing in on one big thing, how to seriously improve your golf swing. And we're taking some specific pointers, some localized ideas from South Africa's courses.
That's exactly it. We're trying to get our heads around this idea of localization, basically, how the specific place you're playing golf changes your technique, you know? And then what are the big benefits, performance and health-wise, from really nailing swing efficiency?
Right. And just so everyone knows, all the specifics, the facts we're digging into, they come straight from articles over on the Golf Day Buddy app, golfing articles website. That's kind of our playbook for this.
Yeah, and what's really interesting, the source material points out South African courses can be super demanding. Think constant coastal wind or playing way up high at altitude. It changes how the ball flies, everything.
Okay, so the core idea is adapting. Not just one swing fits all.
Exactly. True mastery, according to these articles, means tweaking your swing for that environment.
Okay, so let's dive into that South African angle. What makes playing there so different that you actually need different techniques?
Well, it really comes down to controlling the ball in tricky conditions. The articles talk about those windy coastal courses.
Yeah.
Pros there use like subtle grip changes, maybe choke down just half an inch. It sounds small, but it helps keep the club face stable through impact.
Ah, for a lower ball flight cutting through the wind?
Precisely. And then if you're playing up on the high veld, altitude's the thing. Less air resistance means the ball wants to fly further, maybe balloon up. So you've got to manage spin differently.
Okay, that makes total sense. Less drag, more distance, but maybe wilder if you don't adjust.
Yeah.
The source, the Golf Day Buddy app golfing articles site, also mentions something about an inside-out swing path being favored. Why is that so important there?
Good question. So swinging inside-out basically encourages hitting the ball slightly from the inside of the target line. For a right-hander, this helps produce a draw, a gentle right-to-left curve. On lots of South African courses, especially those tighter, tree-lined ones inland, that little draw is gold. It's just more reliable for finding fairways compared to trying to hit it dead straight, especially under pressure.
So where you stand really dictates how you swing. Okay, let's broaden out a bit. We're talking specific tweaks, but why should the average golfer, maybe not playing in South Africa, really bother focusing so much on swing efficiency?
Well, the payoff is huge, and it's really two things. The articles really stress this. Benefit one is the obvious one. Better performance.
More distance, better accuracy.
Exactly. Less wasted energy in your swing means more power goes into the ball. Simple as that. Leads directly to lower scores, which is what we all want, right?
Definitely. And benefit too.
That's the health and longevity side. A proper, efficient swing is just kinder to your body. You're not making weird compensations that put stress on your back, your hips, your knees.
So less strain means fewer injuries.
Yeah, exactly. It means you can keep playing for years, decades even, without constantly being sidelined. That's a massive win.
Makes sense. And the Golf Day Buddy app golfing articles also mention places in South Africa geared up for this kind of practice.
Yeah, they pointed out spots like Wemmerpan Golf Club or the Golf Village down in Cape Town. Facilities designed to help you work on these kinds of local adjustments, you know.
And technology plays a big role now too, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. The articles talk about South African coaches using video analysis all the time, freezing frames, spotting tiny flaws you'd never see otherwise.
And things like launch monitors.
Crucial. They give you instant hard data, ball speed, spin rate, launch angle. You know, immediately if that little tweak you made is actually working or not, it's not just guesswork.
Right. No more guessing. So it sounds like consistency is the real key here. How often does the source suggest practicing to build that muscle memory?
They recommend aiming for, say, 2 to 3 focus sessions a week. Doesn't have to be hours long, but regular targeted practice. That's how you make these adjustments feel natural, automatic.
Okay, let's wrap this up. The big takeaway seems to be focus on a better stance, a solid grip, but critically, learn to adapt your swing to the conditions like they do in South Africa. That leads to better scores and keeps you healthier on the course.
Exactly right. And again, all these great insights came straight from the Golf Day Buddy app, golfing articles website. Really useful stuff there.
We covered consistency and practice, but there was one more thing the source stressed. Patience. Improvement takes time. Changes can feel slow.
Yeah, that's a big one.
So here's something to think about. If you're trying to adapt your swing for, say, really specific local conditions like wind, how do you measure your progress day to day without getting totally frustrated when things don't click immediately or when the perfect range swing feels wrong on the course? How do you manage that patience? Something to chew on next time you're out there.